This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending April 19th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $226.35, which was $4.23 higher than the previous week. There were 891 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was 12% of the total volume. This was a big week in sales since buyers were ordering product to restock shelves for after the Easter holiday. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at $225.11, and that was only $1.24 lower and beginning to level out as the daily cutout turned higher in the middle of last week. The total reported box beef volume was 7,350 loads, which was 244 loads better than the previous week and the largest volume during the last 30 weeks. It was not as big as the same week last year, but it was the biggest week in sales since mid-September. This was a very important week for sales, not only because of the restocking after the holiday, but it also loads the shelves for the beginning of the grilling season in many areas. The exports, they were at 677 loads, and that was 139 loads less than last week and about 9% of the total sales. The formula trade was at 3,324 loads, and that was 155 loads better than last week. It was about 45% of the total loads sold during the week. The outfront sales were very good again, with 1,592 loads, and that was 54 loads more than the previous week. There were more middle meats sold, with about 838,000 pounds of product from ribs and loins that was mostly $8 to $45 over the current formula prices. However, once again, the biggest items were round, chuck, and brisket products with over 5 million pounds of product sold from anywhere from $5 above to $33 below the current trade. However, most of these products were priced much, much closer to the current trade than they had been done in the previous 4 or 5 weeks. In the spot trade for the primal cuts, all primals were improving. The outside primals, which are rounds and chucks, they were $3 to $5 higher. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were steady to $8 higher. And taking a look at the cow cutout, it was $1.60 lower, and it was pretty much driven or influenced by the $3.50 decline in those 90% trimmings that started to occur about the middle of last week. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was $1 to $2 lower at $146 to $148, and those dress prices were steady to $2 lower and mostly at $238 to $239, but there were a few up to $240. Cash sale numbers were very small again, as feedlots have been very current and they were able to pass some of these lower bids. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,258 pounds, which was 10 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,231 last year. Weights have jumped 19 pounds in the last 2 weeks. Now taking a look at the average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 5th, it was 1 pound lower at 851 pounds, and that compares to 847 last year and 834 pounds for the previous 5-year average. Those carcass weights continue to follow their normal seasonal decline, but are starting to show signs of leveling out ahead of the normal bottom, which usually occurs around the 1st of May. And also that the average live weight numbers that we get from the Texas Panhandle, we get those numbers about 2 weeks ahead of these national steer carcass weight, so it gives us an idea of where the numbers are going. And that's about it for this week. Thank you very much. This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.